Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
888-340-3373 to connect with Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough, the pundit, the writer, whatever you want to call it.
Genius.
They're cool. And
genius.
Go to thebenchthinker.com and you can get all of our podcasts. You can get the podcast to my daily show. Now also heard on over 200 stations. This show heard on over 300 stations. And on April 1st, we're going to welcome Grand Rapids to the lineup. We've got a brand new affiliate coming on board. That's going to be fun. But anyway, Hour 2 is off and running, underway. Thank you for being here. I'm dying to know something. Why is the Obama administration willing to tolerate misogyny from the left? Hatred of women expressed in vile, disgusting, degrading, sexually vulgar terms. But even the slight sniff of it from the right, they go scorched earth. So, you know, you have a radio show host that says something and it's like, you know, you get the flamethrower. And there's nothing left. Keith Olbermann, who 2 years ago described Michelle Malkin, and I don't know if you've ever met Michelle or not, but if you ever have a chance to be around her, she's a spark plug and a half. Tiny little thing, but loving mom to her kids, really prioritizes her life around her faith and other things. And he called her a big bag of meat with lipstick. Keith Olbermann once tweeted of our friend Essie Cupp that she was living proof that the abortion services of Planned Parenthood were in fact necessary. Bill Maher said that Sarah Palin was the C-word synonym for a piece of the woman's genitalia. He called Michelle Bachmann the T-word. There has been deafening silence from the White House to any of those voices on the left, and they all support the president. And I know why none of you have called yet. Because you don't know how to defend this. And that's what I'm asking to help me understand. For people that think that President Obama is doing the best he can and, you know, he's just trying to get the economy working and everything, you're okay with his administration giving the wink, wink, nod, nod to the people who speak to women this way? Is there one liberal in America that is willing to be honest? Or do you all tell lies constantly? To yourself, to your friends around you, to the world at large? Because, friends, this is a legitimate question of conscience for your soul from the perspective of Kevin McCullough.
And Stevie B.
Oh, okay. I didn't want to force you into anything. I'm not trying to speak for you. And I know I've said some things already that probably...
Oh, get on with it.
...giving you a headache. But you don't have...
I'm in a bad mood.
You don't have the criticism of any of these voices who have said any of those, a big bag of meat with lipstick? First of all, it's obvious Keith Olbermann's never met Michelle Malkin because she's about 5'2", and if you got her soaking wet in the pond, maybe 95 pounds.
Can I tell my Keith Olbermann story now?
Oh, yeah, you were going to tell us.
So I go, what's that network he was on?
He used to be on MSNBC.
Yeah, so I was over there doing something. And I go, like, into the makeup room. I left, like, my iPad or whatever and my notebooks or whatever. I left something. So I go to MSNBC. I go to do an interview. I put my makeup on. I leave something in the makeup room. I go to my interview. I come back out, and I get in the makeup room. And I'm gathering my things, and Keith Olbermann walks in after having just finished his program. And the guy comes in, and Kevin, I'm being as totally, completely honest as I possibly can. You know when they say there's those moments where somebody walks in the room and just sucks the life and energy out of a room? It was just me and him. And the only impersonation I can do of Keith Olbermann to justify how I felt at that moment is this. Ready?
Luke, I'm your father.
This guy was Darth Vader incarnate. Olbermann. This guy came in, never looked at me. He came in like a surgeon, no emotion. He washed his hands, splashed some water in his face, toweled his face. I'm right there. I'm 4 feet from the guy. Never looked at me, never, and just turned and left the room.
And you think that was personal?
I don't care, but it's creepy. I'm just saying the guy's creepy.
I've been around a lot of news talent. That's sometimes just the way they are.
Steven, I only like your brother.
Wow. Wish you hadn't had that garlic today.
Yeah. Is it coming through the mic? Dang.
Let's hope not. Let's hope for no 3D radio just yet.
Good for you.
888-340-3373. To the topic at hand. And if you are a supporter of the president, I really want to understand what you would say to your children to defend supporting an administration that winks and nods at people that call women far worse names than anything that guy in talk radio did 2 weeks ago. And maybe you don't think it's as bad. You know, I was actually in a Facebook chat this afternoon. A whole bunch of people, mostly African Americans. I'm the Whitey White on the page, and we're back and forth with this discussion. And they're like, their feelings were, yeah, basically Sarah Palin had it coming. They believe that Sarah Palin deserves to be called a vulgar, foul name.
Perhaps the vulgarest, but go ahead.
For a sex organ. And yet, Rush Limbaugh calling a co-ed lying to a congressional committee, a prostitute, was the worst sin anybody's ever committed. So I'm just trying to figure out, for those of you that are left of center, for those of you that are progressive, for those of you that see yourself as, you know, kind of the champion of all things progressive, how do you explain to your kids the difference between those two? In all honesty, is there something that you can say that makes the Obama side of this equation okay? Because it's not just the guys on TV anymore. It's now the Obama administration. His officials are mingling with the foul minds of the left. David Axelrod's going to seek the approval and the okay of the Bill Maher crowd and his audience to try to get people to vote for President Obama. These are people that support treating women this way. Yet, the vehement wrath must destroy the other side. How do you justify that? Somebody in America has to have an answer for this. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Not one call.
Hello?
Not one person.
Is anybody out there?
And I think that the reason that you can't call is because you don't have any way of justifying it.
Does anybody care?
You know that the Obama administration is hypocritical, two-faced, a bunch of lying sons of guns. You know that they are.
Can anybody see what I see?
888-340-3373. What are you seeing?
Those are famous words. Is anybody out there? Does anybody care? Can anybody see what I see?
What are they from?
They're from the author of the lyrics of the Star Spangled Banner. That's the one thing, you know, I'm a bit of a savant, Kevo.
Francis Scott.
I'd have won that on Jeopardy.
That's not part of the Star
Spangled Banner. Other than that? No, it's not part of it.
This is something else he said once.
it was kind of the poetic thought process that led to
the Star Spangled,
the writing of the Star Spangled Banner.
Isn't that interesting? 888-340-3373.
Or something like that, because now somebody will call up and go, that's not the story!
Okay, I've reserved the phone lines for those of you on the left that support the president. Those of you who oppose him, now I want to hear from you. Because the president's supporters evidently are too scared to say anything. So what I want to know from the people who oppose the president, those of you that would consider yourself right of center, what does this say to you about the other side? Is there any form of observation or truth that we can draw about the people that allow this type of rhetoric to be used in their politics? Because, friends, I'll be really honest with you. Steve and I roundly disputed that icon of talk.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,626.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,667.50, $833.75 for a half ounce, or $416.87 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,667.50, $833.75, and $416.87.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. Get Seeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
reasons just to walk away.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Our number, 888-340-3373.
We said if you disagreed with the premise, you get to go straight to the front of the line. We're still keeping that in place. We're looking for Obama supporters in reality. I'd love to hear from people that support the president or voted for the president. Do you justify the administration's use of left-wing public personalities that use the C word and the T word to regularly describe the women that they disagree with? We roundly criticized Rush Limbaugh last week for using the terms prostitute and the other slings for that in his criticisms of Ms. Fluke. I'm wondering if people from the left would be willing to criticize the personalities on the left. So far, we can't get one person to do that tonight. 888-340-3373. But let's talk to Tacoma, Washington. Ben is standing by. Hello, Ben. Ben, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, well, I wonder what y'all just as critical of it, of conservatives when they used to call the president's wife Hillary Clinton all kind of B words, all kind of H words, all kind of murder words, all kind of homosexual words. Were y'all just as critical of that?
We didn't have our show then.
I just said, would you have been just as critical of that?
Well, last week we said that Rush Limbaugh did the wrong thing.
Okay, well, even if you didn't have a show back then, I'm just saying personally.
Ben, listen very carefully. Ben, listen very carefully. Last week, we criticized Mr. Limbaugh for talking about women in that fashion. And I said multiple times that I would talk with my sons and we would make it clear they're never to address women in that fashion at all. Does that answer your question?
Okay, well, I'm asking you again. I'm saying before you had a show, you were still a Christian, right? That you reprimand conservatives for calling Hillary Clinton all those
How could we reprimand, Ben, try to focus here. How could we reprimand anybody if we didn't have a show at that time?
No, I'm just saying, you personally.
No, you're avoiding the question,
that's
Ben.
The question I want to ask. Ben, let's just, if you don't mind, Ben.
Well, apparently you did. It didn't matter as long as because she was a liberal, you know, just like you just said.
Well, Ben, can I ask you a question, Ben? Because we've answered your question.
All liars, too.
Go ahead. Ben, are you there?
Ben, are you there?
Yeah, but you also just said.
You gonna let me ask you a question or not?
Yeah, go ahead, Ann.
We let you talk. Now it's our turn to ask you a different question, if you don't mind. So, Ben, the question is, can you explain to us and justify how Mr. Axelrod will go do Bill Maher's show when he has used the words he has that are far more profane than what Rush Limbaugh used last week? How do you justify that the President of the United States of America's representative, Mr. Axelrod, will go on that program and it's all just okay? Can you explain that?
He's not a president, a representative.
He's not. He runs his campaign for his reelection.
He's his campaign, man. He's not a president.
I'm sorry. So, Ben, what you're saying is, in the position that he holds in the president's life, it's okay to go do Bill Maher when Bill Maher uses the C word and all kinds of things like that, and that's just okay. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, so you're saying that...
No, answer the question. Is that okay? Yes or no? Is that okay, Ben? Yes or no? See, Ben? We have said that what Rush did was wrong, and I'll go so far to answer your first question and say, yes, those things that were called about Hillary Clinton, that was wrong, too. Is it wrong, Ben?
Oh, it took you long.
Is it wrong? Can you say it's wrong, Ben? Can you say it? Because it's so obvious.
I can say it's wrong. I say it was wrong by Hillary Clinton, so I don't have a problem. It takes me no time at all to say it. I say it took you a long time. But
Okay, so then you agree with us. Then you agree with us now that it's wrong of Mr. Axelrod, who is running the president's campaign for re-election, to go on that program with Bill Maher when he uses words like...
I said that, but here's the thing. If you guys had had a show, because nobody came on your show because all the conservatives was calling Hillary Clinton all kind of names, so you'd have had to reprimand every conservative that you...
You're a brave man, Ben. You're a brave man, Ben. You're obviously a liberal and progressive, and you just said yes, that it's wrong of the president and Mr. Axelrod to allow this type of representation to occur on the Bill Maher program.
90% of the people who voted for him are liars.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Ben.
I think Ben may have been hitting the bottle a little bit before calling us, too. There was a little bit of slurredness.
Who's that bald guy from Louisiana that lives there? And
James Carville.
I think it was James Carville.
No.
Sounded like him.
Well, maybe an ethnic James Carville. 888-340-3373.
I thought it was James Carville.
Now, he was talking too slow to be James Carville. James Carville talked much faster. I can hardly understand James Carville half the time. Michael in Seminole, Florida. Hey, Michael, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
We're doing pretty good. Good. I mean, no one's called me a nasty name in the press in the last week, so I guess by some, I'm having a great week.
Good. Well, you know, I support Obama, you know, but I don't approve of the language that these people are using. It's totally ridiculous.
Which people?
That you're referring to is...
Mr. Axelrod. So let me ask you this, Michael. Do you think that this is something, either from just an optics perspective, like people are going to see it and look at it, that the administration should take into consideration and maybe say to Axelrod, hey, don't go on that show? Or do you think that his supporters more or less won't care and say, oh, go ahead and do it?
I don't know how to answer that.
If you were the guy that had to make the decision for the campaign, would you tell Axelrod to go on the show, or would you tell him to avoid it?
Well, if he was going to clean his act up, I'd tell him to go on the show.
Well, I think he's a little confused. It's not Axelrod who has used this language. He's going on a program hosted by Bill Maher, and Bill Maher has used that language. And where we're confused is you have Axelrod made the statement that Rush Limbaugh was horribly wrong and...
Romney and Santorum.
Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum should stand up against the statements of Rush Limbaugh. That's what Axelrod said. But yet now Axelrod's going on a program with a guy who's hosting it who's used far worse words. So our question is, how does a guy so close to the president, where is the permission for that? Where is the logic behind that?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I'd have to say no.
I mean, wouldn't you say...
not to, because he doesn't need to be associated at all with him.
Don't you think that for David Axelrod to have said the one thing about Romney and Santorum and Rush Limbaugh, isn't it just plain hypocritical to then go on Bill Maher's show? Isn't it just totally, obviously hypocritical?
Well, I'm picking up the pieces. I just turned this thing on. But
you're doing a good job, by the way.
Yeah, actually...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, live from New York, 888. That's 888, for those of you that were educated in public schools, 340-3373. 888-340-3373. For those of you that didn't have the advantage of being homeschooled, I sometimes have to explain what 888 means. So 888-340-3373. The question very simply is, should President Obama be giving his blessing, sign of the cross, everything else, for David Axelrod to go sit at Bill Maher's left hand, figuratively, and pander to his audience and ask him for his blessing so that everybody will vote for Obama, because that's what he's doing. He's going to go on the Bill Maher show here in a couple of weeks. And Bill Maher has repeatedly called women far more foul things than anything else on television. There's really nothing that compares to the words that Bill Maher has used to describe women. And since we've had a lot of discussion about how women should be respected in recent weeks, I'm just curious as to the answer to this question. 888 Again,
I love when you act like me.
For those of you in public schools, 888-340-3373.
That's mean.
No, it's... Have you seen what the quality of our public education gets us these days? No,
don't go down any rabbit holes right now.
888-340-3373. So, and I popped into Politics Nation group on Facebook.com, and George Cook said, in the past few days, many have called for Limbaugh to be pulled off the air for his disgusting remarks about Fluke. I think he is a despicable, racist, sexist, xenophonic, son of a fatherless child, or whatever... Whatever the...
Xenophonic?
Xenophobic.
Is that a flat-screen TV? What is that?
Who only serves the purpose of letting the rest of us know that we are better than that. But are you better than that if your campaign staff is going over to Bill Maher and Darth Vader Olbermann and Ed Schultz and going, hey, guys, I know you've said far worse things about women than... what these guys ever said, but please, 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 please put my... Let me be clear. Put my guy on your show so that I can get out the message of fair chance and fair share for everyone. Let me be clear. Wait, prompter stopped moving. Can we have it start up again? I lost my place. 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on that. And let's start with Ida in Pinellas Park. Ida, welcome. You are on with Baldwin and McCullough.
I know that President Obama is our president, and we don't have a choice right now. I believe that he and his side have such hard hearts and such stiff necks they can't see past their nose. I'd better tell them, be not deceived. God is not mocked.
So, Ida...
denigration of women...
okay.
...on any behalf is not right.
All right. And see, I think that's what most people think, Ida.
What? But they don't have guts enough to say it.
Well,
or to do anything about it.
Well, they're going to do something on November 2nd.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. You know what also bugged me this last week? I forgot to tell you this. When Obama did his first press conference of the year this week, and he took questions from the press corps for about, I don't know, an hour in the press room at the White House, and he was asked about the Fluke Limbaugh thing, and he said, well, you know the reason I called her was because I want Sasha and Malia to someday, and I'm summarizing greatly, follow in her footsteps.
And I don't want sons.
And I don't want people. And I don't want people calling them mean names. That was his excuse for coddling the political activist posing as a co-ed. So, out one side of the president's mouth, he's going, "Well, I don't want my daughters to be called these names." Do you think if there was a reputable person in the American culture anywhere that called Mrs. Obama the synonym for the genitalia, or either of his daughters, those words, do you think that there would be anything but scorched earth behind them? And yet, the president's buddies can say that about Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin, Mrs. Bush, anybody they want to say it, it doesn't matter. Because if you're a liberal guy saying it about a conservative woman, the conservative woman, in Olbermann's mind, too stupid to deserve the respect that she should demand. It's a weird double standard.
Oh. Kind of isn't when you're just a hater.
888-340-3373.
Haters hate.
This is the group that talks about tolerance all the time. We're supposed to tolerate people that are different than us, remember?
Haters hate.
So you're saying that the haters are intolerant. I got to take a break and think about that. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
In 2012, maybe you've already discovered it's the season of the cold, the flu, even the bronchitis.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Crank up your savings at the Webb's headquarters for hand crank and solar power preparedness. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Save now on solar generators from $289. Solar lanterns, just $24.95. Solar waterproof flashlights, only $12.95. Cook Anywhere solar ovens from $279.95. Portable solar panels from 21stCenturyGoods.com give you the freedom to harness the power of the sun to charge your gear wherever you go. Show your patriotism with our line of solar flagpole lights. Plus, find a full line of emergency and shortwave radios, solar lanterns, and LED flashlights. And see our monthly two-for-one specials at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number two, the number one, ST, CenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. Spend $100 or more and get a free hand crank solar flashlight when you mention you heard us on GCN at checkout. Crank up your savings only at 21stCenturyGoods.com.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Number's 888-340-3373.
We got packed phone lines. Let's start in Chicago, Obama's hometown, with Angela. Hey, Angela.
I'm so glad you didn't hold it against me. Believe me, I really am. Listen, I am a mom who's finished homeschooling. I'm looking forward to lots of grandchildren that I can help out homeschooling. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I am multilingual, but I do not speak Libtardese.
You don't speak what?
Libtardese.
Oh, okay. I got it.
I don't speak it.
You combined three words there instead of just two. It was the third one that threw me off.
Well, there's, yeah, two prefixes and one suffix. But anyway, that's not why I called. You know, I listened to the whole show tonight. I had the ability to do that. And you were talking about what they called Michelle Mulkin.
Yeah, Keith Olbermann called her something about a bag of meat with lipstick.
Yeah, well, there was one word missing from there, and I called to finish the phrase.
Okay.
He called her a bag of mashed meat with lipstick. Mashed. M-A-S-H-E-D. Now, you know, mashed gives a conjures up a picture of something all messed up.
Someone who's
messed up.
Yes. Well, someone who's been beaten or, yeah.
Yeah. So I called because it's worse than what you gave it. They are ruthless. They're the ruthless party. You know that. I know that.
But Angela, here's what's kind of frustrating, because you heard the caller that Stephen and I labored with a couple of commercial breaks ago, and you heard.
You know what? I'm surprised I stuck with the show. Believe me, it was hard to listen to.
Yeah, but that's in large part that's what we're dealing with when it comes to the mentality.
Because they struggle. The left struggles. And now I'm talking to your audience because you know all this. They struggle because they know that they, in their head, they're thinking, yeah, you're right, but they're never going to say the words. They're never going to do it.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
Thanks, Angela. Good call. It's interesting because during the commercial break, I was just chatting with someone. And, Stephen, you heard this, but the observation was made, certain people support the president so much that he could literally commit a crime on television with the whole world watching, and people would be like, oh, no, it's Bush's fault. He deserves another term.
Yeah.
It's just the strangest stuff. Let's go to Patty in the Bronx. Hey, Patty. Patty, are you there? Guys, pick up line 6, see if Patty's around. Let's talk to Mark in Plattsburgh, New York. Hey, Mark.
What's up, fellas? You think that $1 million check that Bill Maher gave Obama had anything to do with it?
He didn't give it to. Let's be clear. He didn't give it to Obama. He gave it to
the Super PAC. I'm sorry.
He gave it to the Super PAC, which supposedly President Obama can't have any say about how that money gets spent. Supposedly,
right.
That was one of the little gifts that McCain-Feingold gave us.
Yeah, you know what this is becoming, fellas. I could tell you. I called you a couple times ago. I'm 52 years old. I voted for Ronald Reagan twice. That's how old I am. All right, Steve, you got it?
Yeah.
And it's like P.T. Barnum circus, this whole thing now. That's what it's become. Because for years I've been following it. I think Ted Koppel I learned off. Ted Koppel was the best back then. That's when, you know, these journalists, they went out and they put the helmets on, and these were real journalists. Now everybody's an analyst. Everybody wants to analyze, and half of them don't know anything to begin with.
Well, that all being assumed true, Mark, I don't have any beef with it. The issue of whether or not a president's closest advisor, and when Axelrod was in the White House, he was the one that spoke directly into
He shouldn't be going
of the president.
This is part of their game. They think we're stupid, and that's the worst thing. Don't call me stupid. You know I'm not. I try to do the best I can.
So let's interpret this backwards then. So if that's where they're starting, then the outrage about Sandra Fluke was all fake to begin with.
Yeah.
They didn't care about her.
No.
Okay.
It's forgotten about already.
Yeah, except for the damage that they're still trying to do to that icon in talk radio.
Yeah, and everybody's got a little power when they get on the radio and they got that switch in front of them.
But I think it's so funny, though, because he's declining some of the clients that used to advertise on his show the chance to return.
Exactly. That's what I mean. Less than a week. It's all over. Anything is over. Nothing. People are so calloused, if you will, with what we hear and see. I tell you the truth, fellas, I think they could do anything.
In some people's minds, I know that you're telling the truth.
Yeah.
Mark, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Mark.
You know what else is kind of disturbing? Not to change the subject completely here, but changing the subject completely here. I do that sometimes.
No?
I found out this week, because our media marketing company, Stream Media, we're producing a little short film for a crisis pregnancy resource center here in North Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been in principle photography, and then we're editing, and it's all going to be used on Monday night for a big fundraiser that they're doing, and it's going to be about 5 minutes long. But when I sat down with some of the people that we interviewed, I found out, and adoption's really important to the pro-life cause. I found out that Planned Parenthood in 2010 made all of, across all of America, 3,400 adoption referrals. So 3,400 times they told a young lady, don't kill your baby, go check out adoption. That same year, which is the most recent year we have numbers for, they performed 389,000 abortions. So 3,400 referrals for adoption, 389,000 abortions. One adoption for every 1,000 plus abortions. And we paid almost $500 million to them. You and me and everyone listening tonight. If we were just paying for just the abortions, we paid Planned Parenthood $1,400 plus to kill a kid every time they killed a kid in 2010. I just wanted to just throw that out there because I just want, I want people to have the same little gift that I was given this last week when that all hit me. At the, I got physically ill. You and I, some of us out of work, some of us working as hard as we can, can't pay our bills, but you and I paid Planned Parenthood $1,400 every time they killed a kid in 2010. And they killed a kid 1,000 times for every one child they got adopted. Baldwin McCullough coming back.
Things ever-changing world economy and job market, you need a competitive edge that sets you apart from the mass.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Rekindle the romance between you and I. Those intimate moments.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough live. We're not giving out the phone number anymore.
888-340-3373.
Like I said.
888-340-3373.
What a great program this is.
Just
one of us.
Go ahead.
One of us knows what the heck's going on. One of us.
We won't say who.
Yeah.
Because we don't even know between the two of us ourselves. Just saw this come across the hotair.com site. Apparently, comedian Louis C.K., and he's not quite as well known as Bill Maher, but he has pulled out of the Radio and Television Correspondents Association, where he was scheduled to perform on June 8th. And CNN is reporting that apparently it has something to do with not wanting to step into fledgling controversy, because Fox News host Greta Van Susteren blogged on Thursday that she's going to urge journalists to boycott the dinner because of CK's filthy language about women and Sarah Palin in particular. Good for Greta.
Rock and roll.
An honest broker there. She's trying to make a difference. So anyway, it looks like at least one of the foul-mouthed leftists is being put in his place. But Bill Maher is still planning on having David Axelrod. And, friends, I would strongly encourage you to encourage the White House to discourage campaign David A. from heading on over to the foul-mouthed, filthy-lipped Bill M.'s show. Anyway, so I told you about the Planned Parenthood numbers. That's a shocking thing, isn't it? 3,400 adoption referrals, 389,000 abortions. And we paid for them.
And it's 1 in 10 for every 1.
No, 1
in 1,000.
1,000.
Yeah.
1 times 1,000.
So for every 1 adoption Planned Parenthood did,
they killed 1,000 kids.
And it's interesting because I had a debate with somebody recently who said to me, hey, man, you got to relax with this whole, you know, you being against the funding of Planned Parenthood, because most of the work that they do is provides really important health care to women.
No, they do some of that, but it's they don't. Here's the thing about Planned Parenthood. They claim that they help the issue of breast cancer. Right. But they don't even do mammograms. They don't even offer mammograms. But they claim, you know, we provide breast cancer services. I don't know. If you don't provide mammograms, what do you do as a clinic? I don't know. Anyway, one last little just note of cheer for you this weekend.
In the month, cheer at Baldwin McCullough.
just one last little tidbit. In the month of February, we as a nation spent, no, the federal government, not we as a nation, spent $229 billion more than what we had in cash on hand. It's called a deficit.
Right.
In order to have a deficit, you have all the money that you would spend, you spend that. And then the deficit is everything you spend above what you had to spend to begin with.
In this case, in 1 month.
In 29 days, because it's leap year, right? We get one extra day. 29 days. We spent $229 billion more than what we had, and it was, of course, someone else's money.